This is it. We've got an Amex Platinum Pro on our hands, ladies and gentlemen. We haven't seen anyone relax like this before in the Centurion Lounge. Is he connecting to complimentary Wi-Fi? Oh, my. Look at that. He is. And you will not believe where he's going next. The Amex dedicated card member entrance for the win. Unbelievable.
When you get travel perks with Amex Platinum, you're part of the action. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower. Lather up with the news. Sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work in traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories. Change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
Hey, it's Jonas Knox. Are you tired of endlessly searching for work, applying for jobs and never hearing back, job openings vanishing into thin air? What if with just one connection, you could link with dozens of companies that are hiring? What if that connection was a locally owned business ready to help without charging a fee? Express Employment Professionals is your one connection. Go to expresspros.com. With endless opportunities, it's time to try something new in your job search. Let Express Employment Professionals help you. Start at expresspros.com.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Thanks for listening to the Doug Gottlieb Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday, 3 to 6 Eastern, 12 to 3 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Doug Gottlieb Show at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
What up, America? Doug Gottlieb Show, Fox Sports Radio. Hope you're having a great day. The Doug Gottlieb Show broadcasts live every day from sunny Southern California. Welcome in. A continued thanks to the LA Rams and LA Chargers for opening their doors and allowing us to broadcast live from their camp. I mean, like, look, you know, teams that get it, and they invite us because we promote their team, but there's no real, like, tangible benefit to it, and yet they were great. I mean, both organizations, both PR groups, they were awesome. So, and I'm sure they're not listening because this is about the time when the Rams are getting ready to go 1-3, and then the Chargers, they already went this morning, they go in the morning. So it's not like they're listening. I'm just like, you got good people. And I think I speak for Jason Stewart when you're like, the PR people in the NFL are really, really good. They get it. They bring you the people you want when you want them. Like, to get the Super Bowl MVP, to get the best wide receiver in the league, and to get Les Snead yesterday, considering all the things that were going on. Pretty awesome stuff. So thank you to the Chargers and the Rams. Check out the latest lines of World of Sports at Bet Rivers Sportsbook. Bet Rivers is the trusted name in online sports betting. You got to be 21, present in Colorado, Illinois, Indiana, or Pennsylvania to play. Gambling problem, call 1-800-GAMBLER. I did hear Colin say this, so I'm going to tip my cap to him, which is that things leak for a reason, right? And I think most of you know that, but Colin saying it is something I not only believe and know to be true, but I also think this is the perfect story of that and the perfect example of it, where Chris Haynes, who's a guy who's been a fast rising star in the media business, Chris Haynes is a guy who he was able to learn about this meeting. It wasn't a secret meeting, but learn about this meeting between the Lakers brass and LeBron James and LeBron James' agent, and what kind of came out of it, right? What came out of it? Now, you heard from the update with Dan Beyer that it looks like Kevin Durant now wants to play for the Celtics, and they weren't that far apart on a deal, which leads you to believe they'll lean back into it, but also that Kyrie Irving seems to be the root of the problem, where he really doesn't like Steve Nash or the front office there, right? Sean Marks. But something that hasn't been said when I read this report about LeBron James and the meeting is that I kind of feel, look, there's messaging that comes out of it, right? There's messaging that comes out of any sort of report like this, any sort of meeting like this. And the messaging is pretty clear. Remember, you're meeting with LeBron and you're meeting with his agent, and his agent, I guess you could say LeBron as well, his agent, Rich Paul, also represents Anthony Davis. So when LeBron James sits down to talk potential extension, he sits down with Rob Pelinka and they talk about having patience. But the messaging that you hear, right, the messaging that you hear is that Darvin Ham, their new head coach, wants guys that play for each other, guys that are unselfish, guys that give them utmost effort, that accept their roles. By the way, that's not just directed at Russell Westbrook or LeBron James or Anthony Davis. That's the exact same messaging you heard. Right? The exact same messaging you heard from Sean Marks, wasn't it? I mean, that's really it. That's exactly what Sean Marks said. So let's go into further detail here, where they had a meeting. Rich Paul, Rob Pelinka, Darvin Ham, LeBron James. Now, in the meeting at some point, I'm sure they discussed the two-year $97.1 million extension. Pelinka said, we want you to finish your career here. If you do the math, the second year of that contract would allow him potentially to play with Bronny James, whether Bronny's actually good enough or not. That doesn't seem to bother LeBron James. Right? And as it all came together, the team is hopeful for a corner three-point shooting bump from Russell Westbrook. Now, it's pretty interesting that they also had out there that Russell Westbrook actually shot a good percentage, 43% from corner threes last year. So if you're sitting there going like, well, why would you have a guy who's such a low percentage three-point shooter? Okay, low percentage three-point shooter. Why would you have him take more corner threes? What it's obvious in what they're doing is they're trying to say, look, and I there's one level to it which I like, which is when a guy's not a good shooter, and full candor, I won't tell you who I was down there talking to, but Chris Beard's a good friend of mine at the University of Texas, their head coach, and so they got one guy in particular who they think is a tremendous player, but not a good enough three-point shooter in order to get where he wants to get and for them to get where they want to get. And so I proposed to them kind of the Avery Johnson sort of philosophy. Avery Johnson famously was cut three times by the Spurs before he helped lead the Spurs to an NBA championship. What changed after those times in which he was cut was he was a non-shooter that I worked on my spots, right? Where he found spots on the court. That's all he practiced. And so there wasn't any thinking as to, is this a good shot or is this a bad shot? Do they want me to take this now? Let me take this. You work on a limited number of spots and that's all you shoot. Like, you can work on the other parts of your game, but this becomes the, it helps you with turnovers. Because you don't have to, a lot of turnovers are when you overthink, when you pass and you should be shooting. And you get hung up, if you will. Or no one on the team knows if you're going to be shooting or you're going to be passing. Because of your lack of decisiveness. So my guess is, and it's a pretty educated guess here, that what they're going to try and convince themselves is, look, we got all the statistical data. It shows us that Russell shoots the corner three best. That's what we want him to work on. That's what we're going to play through. We're going to play through Anthony Davis, play through LeBron James. Which seems to be smart because it's really hard to play through a point guard who can't shoot in this day and age in the NBA because his guy's in the lane. And it allows him to make far too many decisions. And no matter what you want to read about averaging a triple-double, the fact is he's not a great decision maker. The flaw to it is, you're going to take a guy who has only really played with the ball in his hands over the last decade, and if you're telling him to play through LeBron and play through Anthony Davis, you're going to reduce him to a corner three-point shooter. Now, can it work? I guess. I mean, part of that is, hey, look at what happened with Carmelo Anthony. Carmelo Anthony, when he became simply a corner three-point or three-point threat, forced himself away from his comfort zone of a mid-range jump shot. Eventually, he became very effective. But remember, Carmelo was also out of the NBA. And Carmelo was also an outstanding mid-range shooter before he became an outstanding three-point shooter, as he's become in this last year and a half or so. But when I read what is, without any question, a leaked report, it doesn't just say, hey, we're going to play Westbrook off the ball, which, if you've played basketball and you've played with the ball in your hands, you know it's very, very weird to be without the ball in your hands. Happens when you're a coach. If you're a head coach, weird to be an assistant. If you're a lead singer, hard to play backup. Same thing when you're playing basketball. But the other part to it is, it seems to emphasize the weakest part of his game and take away the strongest part of his game. Right, the strongest part of Russell Westbrook's game is his unique and crazy competitiveness and athleticism. This seems to mute that. It feels like an acquiesce to LeBron James and to his agent that you talk so glowingly about him. Not that that surprises you. You should talk glowingly about LeBron. But about Anthony Davis, and you decide to play through them. And I also, when I read the messaging of what they want and playing for each other, it tells me they're not really interested in Kyrie Irving. They're just not. If the Nets aren't and they feel like he destroyed their culture, why would they want him?
Be sure to catch the live edition of the Doug Gottlieb Show weekdays at 3 p.m. Eastern, noon Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
There's no distance too far for the perfect trip.
Hi, checking in for...
Or the perfect table.
Hey, where are you?
Coming!
And when you get access to Resi Priority Notify with your Amex Platinum card...
Hey, this looks amazing.
I'm so glad you made it.
And travel benefits at fine hotels and resorts booked through Amex Travel. It's worth the trip. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
Hey, it's Jonas Knox. Job searching can be a lonely process. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish. It's time for a better way to find a job. Express Employment Professionals is the local jobs expert you can trust, and they never charge a fee to help with your job search. Go to expresspros.com to find the office near you. Each year, tens of thousands of job seekers find work with help of Express Employment Professionals, and Express helps people find all kinds of jobs, from manufacturing to logistics to customer service to accounting and more. Getting an interview with Express can be as easy as a phone call. And with just one application with Express Employment Professionals, you're in the running for numerous opportunities in your community. Make your job search easier by letting the professionals at Express be your talent agent to find you the right spot on a great team. Express Employment Professionals is your one connection for getting a job. Visit expresspros.com today.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Doug Gottlieb Show, Fox Sports Radio. Dan and Jeremiah is going to join us at 2 o'clock West Coast, 5 o'clock East Coast. I want to ask him about Mekhi Becton, who, that cautionary tale, right? We told you is what scouts are saying. This could be an issue. Turns out it has been a major, major issue. Look, I think when you're Mike McDaniel, and you inherit a team that has a quarterback on a rookie deal, the desire to be better. It wasn't like he inherited a team that's bad. Like Brian Flores didn't get fired because he's a bad coach. He got fired because nobody liked him. You know, nobody it kept running through offensive guys and staff. And then the front office was like, dude, it's us or him. We can't do it. That's why he got fired, right? By all accounts. So you inherit a team who last year was a little disappointing, but still solid. Year before, pretty good. Some questions, obviously, at quarterback, but one that adds a ton of talent. That's like a dream scenario for a coach. Plus, up until the tampering investigation, you had two first-round picks next year if your quarterback stunk or if you want to continue to reload your roster. But the nightmare part comes not just in the tampering, but in the discovery that the team wanted Tom Brady in each of the last couple of years. Okay, that includes after they got Tua Tagovailoa. And the team, after last year, really wanted Sean Payton. So you have a second choice at quarterback and a second choice at coach. That doesn't mean you're not going to be successful, but it's not the dream scenario when you inherit your first job. Mike McDaniel was asked about the team's tampering violation. Here was his response.
What happened? I mean, for me, nothing happened. Everyone else is the one making it awkward. Doesn't occupy a single iota of space with anybody. It's hard enough to be good in this league, as the Miami Dolphins were very, all of our energy is very coordinated and only has to do with us getting better, and everything else would be an opportunity cost that we're not willing to expend.
It's a great answer. Here's McDaniel when asked about the scrimmage against the Bucks, Tua versus Tom Brady.
contrary to popular belief, Tua doesn't play one snap against Tom Brady. They'll be on separate fields, but it's more about the quality of this organization and the type of football they've played is a tremendous opportunity for really all the guys when we're trying to play football at a high level.
I don't think it's all that awkward. I don't. Because it's one thing to have, like, man, they really wanted Kirk Cousins. God, they wanted to get Jameis Winston. Oof. They thought long and hard about bringing in, Jimmy Garoppolo, who I know has played in the Super Bowl, right? Played for Mike McDaniel going back last year in San Francisco. It's a whole other thing to say Tom Brady, I think. And the same for Sean Payton. Like, you should make those calls. You should do so legally, but you should make those calls. Doug Gottlieb Show here on Fox Sports Radio. And let's continue the NFL conversation. Ben Bolin joins us, senior NFL writer for the Boston Globe. And look, I do think it could be awkward with Brady there, right, and the tampering story. But it's Tom Brady. It's not like they were going after, you know, pick average random or lower end. It's not like it was like, well, they really wanted Tyrod Taylor, but they couldn't do it. And they got caught tampering, so they settled on Tua Tagovailoa. No, this is Tom Brady that they wanted, and then they got Tua Tagovailoa.
Well, it certainly wasn't awkward for Mike McDaniel, the coach who talked about it today. And frankly, he can send Tom Brady a bottle of champagne. If not for Brady and the Brian Flores lawsuit, McDaniel probably wouldn't have a head coaching opportunity right now. So things worked in Mike McDaniel's favor. I could see it being awkward for Tua, though, because the Dolphins are trying to sell him as the guy. He's our savior. He's the quarterback we've been waiting for since Dan Marino. And clearly they have some trepidation about Tua. I mean, they almost traded for Deshaun Watson last year. Now they obviously had a very high-profile pursuit of Tom Brady. So, yeah, it is Brady, and he is a special circumstance. But it's still not great for Tua that after just 2 years, they're already looking for ways to upgrade from him.
What is the word you're hearing there? Because, you know, social media, the Dolphins are trying to make us believe that he's throwing the ball vertical like he's a 1980s Raiders quarterback. What's the word you're hearing of the fit with all the new personnel?
They're going to give him a long leash. They're going to give him a lot of rope this year. And obviously the big cliche, you've heard it a million times, this is like a make or break year for Tua. I do think it's a very friendly offense for him. Jimmy Garoppolo ran it the last few years, and I think very well. And it's not like, you know, Garoppolo to me is a middle-of-the-road starting quarterback, and he went to an NFC Championship game and a Super Bowl running that offense. And it's based a lot on yards after catch. The 49ers every year lead the league in yards after catch. So it's really going to be about Tua taking two quick steps and getting rid of the football, and Mike McDaniel scheming up ways to get Jalen Waddle and Tyreek Hill and those guys open in space. So if Tua can just be a distributor and get out of the way, I think he can actually be pretty successful. But it's when he has to sit in the pocket and look for a second and third read where I think he really struggles and things break down. And look, they also, while I do think they're going to give him a long leash this year, they also went out and signed Teddy Bridgewater. And if they're 2-5, you know, they didn't sign Tyreek Hill to go 2-5 this year. So I have the feeling that if the season starts to get out of control, they are going to turn to Teddy Bridgewater, who's a very capable starter in the NFL. But Tua is going to, now that they've decided to not go for Brady this year and stick with Tua, they are going to give him every opportunity to at least prove himself this year.
I'm gonna only push back on this. I think there was a time before he hurt his knee when you could say that about Teddy, but like how many different spots does Teddy have to be in to go? If he was really a viable starter, he would have stuck in Carolina, Denver, you know, or New Orleans, right? I mean, like, he just I understand what you're saying, but I'm going to disagree with you in terms of him being a viable starter. If he was a viable starter, he would have gotten a job.
Yeah, that's fair. That's a fair thing to point out. I'll just say that Teddy Bridgewater has proven that he can start and win games in the NFL. And I don't know if you want to go into the season with him as your 17-game starter.
Sure.
But, you know, like a few years ago, the Titans, they benched Mariota after like a 2-4 record. And no one thought anything of Ryan Tannehill, and he was a total spark for that offense. So maybe Bridgewater could be the same thing. But, no, I get what you're saying. Teddy Bridgewater is no great shakes. But Tua, he still needs to prove himself and win some games this year.
No question about it. What are you hearing out of Carolina?
It seems like Baker Mayfield's going to be the guy. When you hear Matt Rhule praising how quickly that Baker Mayfield is picking things up, and obviously they're trading for Baker because they don't feel great about Sam Darnold, because they could have easily gone into the season with Darnold and the rookie Matt Corral, and then you know P.J. Walker. Like, that's, if you believe in Darnold, that's certainly a viable depth chart. But clearly they don't believe in Darnold. The only reason he's still there is because they picked up his fifth-year option. He's got $18.8 million fully guaranteed. No other team wants to touch that. The Panthers are kind of stuck with him. They're not paying Baker anything. So, you know, I think they're paying him $3.5, $5 million this year. So they're at least getting free cheap quarterback services there. But I would be very surprised if Baker is not the starting quarterback. And I think Matt Rhule has to make a decision soon, because he's a guy, Baker Mayfield, that needs all the reps he can get in training camp.
It's Doug Gottlieb Show here on Fox Sports Radio. Ben Bolin joined us. Boston Globe covers the entire league. Let me ask you about the Patriots, team you've covered a ton of. My defense for Belichick taking over some offensive play calling duties and having Patricia and Joe Judge handle it as well is, like, look, I mean, the guy's won so many games that even if this is unconventional, like, we wouldn't question Warren Buffett about a recent investment, would we? Why are we questioning Belichick? But you're there. You know that organization. Should we be questioning their process, and how it may lead to the bad results?
Yes, I definitely think it's fair to question whether the Patriots have set themselves up for success this year. They lose Josh McDaniels. They don't have really anyone internally to promote. They don't go outside the organization and hire anyone. Belichick, his philosophy is basically, I alone can fix it. Like, he's doing everything this year. Him and Matt Patricia are each wearing 57 different hats, coaching wide receivers and offensive line and calling the plays and coordinating the offense and looking over special teams units. And Matt Patricia is doing, like, the salary cap and some contract negotiation stuff. Like, the two guys are literally just trying to do everything. And, look, Belichick is certainly a football genius. Matt Patricia is probably a very smart football guy as well. And Belichick has been heavily involved in the offense throughout his tenure. He met constantly with Brady. I know he's often led film sessions in the quarterback room dating back 20 years. I mean, he's obviously very good at it. But Matt Patricia has definitely never called plays before or been an offensive coordinator at this level. And you're entering a year two with Mac Jones. You spent a lot of money the last couple of years in free agency. Yeah, it's definitely a risk to go into the season with this kind of setup. And I'm not criticizing them yet, but if it doesn't work, I'm going to be certainly very critical of why didn't they get a more experienced coaching staff, certainly to put around Mac Jones.
It's Doug Gottlieb Show here on Fox Sports Radio. Roquan Smith requests to be traded. He was drafted by a different regime. This regime didn't want to extend him. Ravens have a huge need for a middle linebacker. Will he be moved before the season starts?
Doesn't sound like the Bears want to trade him. Roquan Smith, at the tail end of his rookie deal, is probably a fairly cheap asset for the Bears. And I'm sure he's frustrated playing for that organization where they haven't done a whole lot of winning during his tenure. It wouldn't shock me, I guess, if he got traded, just because linebacker isn't necessarily a premium position in today's NFL. It's all about the athletic edge rushers and then the hybrid safeties that can play up in the box and do a lot of the things that the linebackers did. So while the comments out of Chicago make it seem like he's going to stay and they're going to keep him for the rebuild, I guess if you can get a fourth-round pick out of the Ravens for it, as you said, the Bears are starting over with a new regime, it might not be the worst thing for the Bears to listen and see what they can get for him.
Dallas Cowboys have a lot of injuries, especially on that offensive side of the football. Is there any, I don't want to say panic, but a cause for concern, considering though they have C.D. Lamb, there's not much else to throw to start the year?
It's a concern. At the same time, it seems like every team right now is going through that. I'm in Tampa at Bucks Dolphins practice today, and Brady's throwing to the scout team all day. You know, Chris Godwin isn't participating yet. Mike Evans is being held out. Russell Gage tweaks a hamstring. Gronk is retired, and he's now throwing to Kyle Rudolph. So, you know, the injury bug seems to have hit the Cowboys as well. And, yeah, if week one, if they're not fully healthy, that's going to be – that's a poor look for the coach, because really your job is to get your team ready for week one. And if too many guys are getting hurt in camp, it's time to reevaluate how you're conducting these camps, because there's nothing more senseless than having your players get hurt in practice and then you can't use them during the season. That said, it's an 18-game season, and the goal isn't to be a perfect team by week one. The goal is to be a perfect team by December. So all these teams that are struggling now and holding guys out, it's still 3-4 weeks away from week one, so I don't think it's time to panic yet.
No, but it does feel like those teams may not be ready week one. Is there a sneaky secret team? Like, I have friends that have said, have you seen the odds on Indy winning the Super Bowl? Seem to be pretty low. Indy's a team I would keep my eye on. Obviously, most people have been high on the Chargers because of Justin Herbert and because of the overall talent, Brandon Staley, year two. Is there a sneaky team that, as you go around the league, people nudge you and go, like, you know, it's pretty damn good. These guys are pretty damn good.
I got a good one for you. You just mentioned them a couple minutes ago, the Baltimore Ravens, a team that didn't make the playoffs last year, got decimated by injuries, really struggled with the back end of their roster. And then I feel like all the offseason attention has been on Lamar Jackson and hit the lack of contract extension. But I think you're going to get a motivated Lamar Jackson. I think the team is healthy going into the season. They built up their depth in the draft. Heard a comment that John Harbaugh was saying to someone like, wow, you're the first national media guy to come through, and that he was a little ticked off that no one's paying attention to the Ravens. That AFC North, look, I think the Browns will be lucky if Deshaun Watson plays this year, so who knows what the Browns are going to be. The Steelers, who knows what they're going to be with Mitchell Trubisky. And so to me, it comes down to the Ravens and the Bengals, and while the Bengals are a fantastic team, that also feels like a team that had everything go right last year, and I want to see that team, especially a young team, kind of do it again. So I really like the Ravens to have a bounce-back season. I think Lamar Jackson is going to be very motivated to play for a contract, and they still have a heck of a coach in John Harbaugh. So to me, watch out for the Ravens.
You mentioned a team that I think is worthy of a bunch of discussion because eventually this thing, the appeal is going to be heard. But as you talk to these people in the league, what do they think of how Goodell is handling the appeal, is handling this entire process with Deshaun Watson?
I don't sense many people were pleased with the outcome from Judge Robinson of only a 6-game suspension. That's people inside the league, that's fans. No one seems real satisfied with the 6 games other than probably Watson and the NFLPA, because I think that's a lot lighter punishment than they were expecting. And I think they're bracing for the worst now. I think Watson will be lucky to play this year. I think at the minimum, he's probably looking at like a 12-game suspension and a significant fine, $8, $10 million, somewhere in that range. You know, there's noise about how the NFL is overstepping their boundaries here and Watson's going to take this to court. I mean, go ahead, buddy. It sounds like it's going to be a waste of your money because Goodell and the NFL, for now, by all accounts, are doing everything by the book, everything the CBA allows them to do. They're not arguing the facts of the case. They're just arguing that the punishment should be more, and Goodell is hearing the appeal, and it's all spelled out in the CBA. So the union and Watson can file a lawsuit and can stomp and shout all they want, but it seems like it's a real losing battle. So,
well, the problem with filing a lawsuit is if it gets postponed to next year, right, and he plays this year, then next year's salary is – so in addition to the fine, every game check you miss is a gigantic game check.
That's a major risk for him. Yeah, no question. So even if he goes to court, he's still sitting out the first 6 games this year, almost certainly. It would just be whether he could play game 7 and onward. And you're right. This year, because the Browns, the way they crafted the contract, Watson only loses $57,000 per game, which to him is nothing. Next year, he would lose $2.5 million per game that he's suspended. So, yes, I think he should be motivated to just get this thing over with as quickly and as painlessly as possible. Take his medicine. Do it all this year. Get it out of the way so you can just, like, start fresh next year, go in to have a 17-game season. And, obviously, it's monetarily it's better for him, too. So, yeah, I definitely think Watson, his best course of action is just to be over with this as quickly and painlessly as possible.
The Lions look great on Hard Knocks, but everybody falls in love with the Hard Knocks team, right? It is interesting, though, that Dan Campbell, a guy who, after his first press conference, so many people were making fun of, now people seem to be all in on Dan Campbell. What's the real sense of where the Lions are in their constant rebuild?
No, everyone loves Dan Campbell as a person. I just think the question is he a legitimate head coach? And look, the Lions had a They're coming off a rough season, didn't win too many games, but they did play hard down the stretch. The players do respect their coach. They play hard for their coach. I think that's important when you're trying to restart, like the Lions, rebuild the culture after the disaster that was Matt Patricia. So they definitely play hard for their coach and respect him and all that. It's just, can he coach? And it might not be fair because it's still all about the quarterback, and I don't have much faith in Jared Goff when he doesn't have Sean McVay pulling the strings for him. So I do think Goff was maybe a little bit exposed last year in his first year away from L.A. They have upgraded the talent around him. They've gotten him a few receivers. We'll see if that's worth a few more wins. Everyone around the league has always loved Dan Campbell. I remember him when he was assistant tight ends coach for the Dolphins, and we were hanging out at the bar at the Senior Bowl, and he's always been a great guy, but that doesn't mean he can coach.
Yeah, I will tell you, though, I'm sure, and you go around, and I know they're all in on Mike McDaniel, but previous to that, if you would ask them, they were like, you know who we loved coaching here was when he was the interim coach. Like, he does bring great energy. The question is, can there be the substance behind it? Ben, great stuff as always. Enjoy South Florida, and we'll talk soon.
All right, thanks a lot, Doug.
Check out the latest lines of World of Sports at Bet Rivers Sportsbook. Bet Rivers is the trusted name in online sports betting. Got to be 21. Present in Colorado, Illinois, Indiana, or Pennsylvania. Play a gambling problem, call 1-800-GAMBLER. You won't believe the news about Matt Stafford and the Lions. Find out if it's true next.
Be sure to catch the live edition of the Doug Gottlieb Show weekdays at 3 p.m. Eastern, noon Pacific.
There's no distance too far for the perfect trip.
Hi, checking in for...
Or the perfect table.
Hey, where are you?
Coming!
And when you get access to Resi Priority Notify with your Amex Platinum card...
Hey, this looks amazing!
I'm so glad you made it.
And travel benefits at fine hotels and resorts booked through Amex Travel... It's worth the trip. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Hey, it's Jonas Knox. Job searching can be a lonely process. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish. It's time for a better way to find a job. Express Employment Professionals is the local jobs expert you can trust, and they never charge a fee to help with your job search. Go to expresspros.com to find the office near you. Each year, tens of thousands of job seekers find work with help of Express Employment Professionals, and Express helps people find all kinds of jobs, from manufacturing to logistics to customer service to accounting and more. Getting an interview with Express can be as easy as a phone call, and with just one application with Express Employment Professionals, you're in the running for numerous opportunities in your community. Make your job search easier by letting the professionals at Express be your talent agent to find you the right spot on a great team. Express Employment Professionals is your one connection for getting a job. Visit expresspros.com today.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Doug Gottlieb Show, Fox Sports Radio. Every day at this time, we like to get caught up on the news, and we do it by playing a game.
Game time!
This is game time.
It's game time.
On the Doug Gottlieb Show.
Dan Byer, what do you got, my friend?
Doug, the game today is...
Real news, fake news.
All right, real news or fake news. The Lions will retire Matthew Stafford's number 9 in Week 10 when the Rams come to Detroit.
That's fake news.
You are fake news.
It is fake news. Not only is it fake that they won't retire his number, the Rams don't even play the Lions in the regular season.
Other than that, that story was completely true.
The reason I bring it up, though, is Jameson Williams of the Lions, the rookie wide receiver out of Alabama, is actually going to wear Matthew Stafford's number 9 this upcoming season. Williams wanted a single-digit number. All of them were taken except number 9. So Williams reached out to Stafford, asked for his blessing, and Stafford said that, yeah, it was fine. So Williams is going to wear number 9 this upcoming season.
Okay. I didn't know it was a protected number when he was gone, right?
Well, it's also interesting that Jameson Williams is like, I don't care what number I get, I just want a single digit. Like, that's where it's come to. I did pick my high school football jersey because it was going to be at the top of the program. It would be the first name listed.
Representative so. Byer.
Number like 12. It. Yes.
Number 12. Number 12. Also, if it went alphabetical, you'd be one of the first.
Yes, that's
well.
True. Real news, fake news, Doug. Packers quarterback Aaron Rodgers says even getting just one series in the preseason helps shake off some of that offseason rust.
You are fake news.
You are fake news.
Yes, he says it doesn't have any benefit, saying, quote, I definitely don't see any benefit to playing one series. If we're going to play, we should play and play a quarter, a couple of series, 2 to 3 series. Just suiting up for 4 plays to me is a waste, end quote.
Agreed.
He's not going to play in the first 2 preseason games for Green Bay, and who knows if he's even going to play in the 3rd.
Okay. Yeah, look, I mean, obviously these guys, all of these guys have taken this tack. I agree with you, though. Like, the getting out there for one series doesn't do anything. Either leave me out there, let me play, let's get a rhythm, or not, you know?
Real news or fake news, Seahawks head coach Pete Carroll says Geno Smith will start the team's preseason opener at Pittsburgh on Saturday.
I'm going to go with real news.
They're real and they're spectacular.
Despite being outplayed by Drew Lock in the team's scrimmage last week, Geno Smith still number 1. Pete Carroll saying that Geno made some good throws in practice recently and will be the number 1 guy at least this Saturday when they face Pittsburgh.
We talk about practice, not a game, but not a game. We're talking about practice.
Instead of taking those ketchup bottles out of what is formerly Heinz Field, what they should have done is painted them so they looked like empty ketchup bottles, where there's just like a little bit left, stuck Buyer. In the corner where you need the spatty daddy to clean it out. With a nice crust around,
The secret to that, right?
No, I'm not. I don't like ketchup, so not a ketchup fan.
Do you know, guys? Do you know how to get ketchup out of a Heinz ketchup bottle? It's not a squeezable. The glass. Well, obviously you can do the knife, but how to do it where you do the back?
Oh, you just you hit.
No,
it.
First you hit the 76 sign, where it says 76 on it. Hit that, then hit the back.
Roger that.
Ketchup comes right out. You're welcome.
Acrisure Stadium is the site of...
Acupuncture Stadium?
Acrisure Stadium just rolls off the tongue. Doug, real news or fake news? The NFL will schedule a game on Black Friday in 2023 that will be streamed on Amazon.
That's real news.
They're real and they're spectacular.
I expect discount codes and all that throughout the game. right? Total number of points is how many percent off you get on your Amazon purchase over the
next... How come no Cyber Monday?
2 hours.
You know, they got to buy one of ESPN Cyber Monday.
Yes.
Deal. But that is actually a genius idea. Like, hon, let's go shopping on Black Friday. Like, okay, I can just bring my phone and watch the game.
Yay.
Real news or fake news, Doug? Buster Posey and Tim Lincecum will be back at Oracle Park on Sunday as the Giants celebrate their 2012 World Series championship team.
That would seem like... I'm going to say no.
You are fake news.
It is fake news. So
but why? Why aren't they going to be there?
Well... Posey now
Lincecum's not going to be there, right?
Lincecum and Posey won't be there. Posey lives in Georgia. Kids are starting school. He was just back in the Bay Area recently when they honored Will Clark. So he's not going to be making the trip back. Lincecum apparently had other things going on, things happening, so he's not going to be available. But Posey says that he'll be there in 2 years when they celebrate the 2014 10-year championship.
I guess when you've won a couple championships, like, yeah, know, whatever, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
They got to go back for a lot of trips because with those three titles.
Three titles.
Yes.
Yeah.
And it's why the Giants are the class of the NL West. I mean, that's the organization everybody in that division aims to be, because look at all those championships.
I hear you. I hear the sarcasm in your voice. Tim Lincecum was great for what, 3 years, 4 years?
He was good for a while. It wasn't sarcasm. I'm just trying to get under the skin of the guys on the other side of the glass.
I know you are. That's sarcasm. So,
yeah. Well, I mean, they are.
They were. Now, Tim Lincecum was good for 4 years. He had four unbelievable years. 08, 09, and 11, he was under three as an ERA, 3.43. Outside of that, I mean, it skyrocketed up to 5.18 after that. Yeah, he had a 4 year run of being incredible and won two Cy Youngs and then fell off the face of the earth.
Finally, Doug, real news or fake news? Rory McIlroy said it was the right decision to not let the Live Tour players play in the FedEx Cup playoffs on the PGA Tour this week.
I'm going to say real news.
They're real and they're spectacular.
Yeah, three of the players, including your buddy Taylor Gooch, wanted to play. Judge yesterday said, not going to happen.
That's game, huh?
Game time.
This is Game Time on the Doug Gottlieb Show.
Doug Gottlieb Show here on Fox Sports Radio. Yesterday, we sat down with Les Snead, and he was great. And I was great, too. Yeah, don't you think, like, well, let's talk about how amazing that interview was. We'll take some calls on it as well. But something he would not elaborate on came to fruition after the show. We'll share it with you next in the Doug Gottlieb Show.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
I'm Katya Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
If you love sports and true crime, then there's a new podcast from executive producer Dan Patrick and hosted by me, Jay Harris, that you won't want to miss. Playing Dirty Sports Scandals. Each week, I'm squeezing the juiciest details from some of the biggest sports scandals ever. I'm talking Marcus Dixon, Olympic gymnastics, Cain Velasquez, salacious Super Bowl-level scandals. Join me on the dark side of sports by listening to Playing Dirty Sports Scandals on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
What's up, everybody? This is Stephen A. Smith, host of the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast. Tune in every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at the very least as I bring you all new episodes that feature the biggest headlines in the world of sports, pop culture, business, and I answer your phone calls and respond to your tweets. You'll hear my unfiltered opinions and straight-shooter interviews with top celebrities and game changers, all that and more. So listen to the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Elevation with Stephen Furtick podcast was created with you in mind. This is a podcast for those feeling discouraged or needing guidance from God. Together in this podcast, we'll dive deep into scripture, uncover the powerful truths that will help you rise above your limitations and embrace your full potential. We're here to equip you with the tools you need to conquer life's challenges. Listen to Elevation with Stephen Furtick every Sunday and Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.